It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
The petition drive, the citizens' direct route to changing laws.
It's part of the state constitution.
Article 2, Section 9. The petition initiated law is not subject to a veto by the governor. If the legislature refuses to adopt it, the decision goes to voters as a statewide ballot question.
Right to Life of Michigan submitted petitions a week ago to initiate a law that would say people could no longer get abortion coverage as part of a basic health insurance plan.
Consumers instead would have to buy separate coverage to get abortions paid for. The only exception would be an emergency abortion necessary to save a woman's life.
No exceptions for a woman's health, no exceptions for pregnancies caused by rape or incest.
I had a similar bill that came to me that I vetoed, and that was the right answer in my view.
Governor Rick Snyder vetoed this language when it was part of a bill sent to him last year by the legislature.
Because it did not include those rape and incest exceptions. Governor Snyder is, though, ostensibly quote-unquote pro-life, that is, opposed to abortion.
But not sufficiently so for Right to Life, which responded to the veto by planning and launching a petition drive to enact as an initiated law what Rick Snyder had vetoed.
This is the fourth time Right to Life of Michigan has responded to a governor's veto with a petition drive. Right to Life has this petition signature gathering operation down to assembly line precision. It is one of the very few organizations that can, on its own, as an entirely volunteer operation, gather the signatures to initiate a law.
Right. For example, the anti-fracking petition drive is also in the field. The committee to ban fracking in Michigan had to acknowledge this week that it just hasn't made its targets. The committee is going to continue the petition drive, but it's got to try at least to rely more on paid professional circulators.
And this is going to be tough. The signatures have to be collected within a 3-month window. And once you pass that point, signatures that are older than that expire.
Right. It's sort of like old milk that needs to come off the store shelf.
Which is why most ballot campaigns, the successful ones at least, hire professional circulators.
Because ballot drives are a big political business in Michigan. Consulting firms get paid to help design petitions, hire, train circulators.
If they don't just hire a firm that specializes in signature gathering.
Right. A petition drive is not easy. You have to gather signatures only of registered voters. The same vote. Voter can't sign two petitions. Your petition circulators all have to be registered voters. And every signature must go onto a petition from the correct county. There is a lot that can go wrong here.
A well-run petition campaign gathers the necessary amount of signatures and then many, many thousands more in case some get tossed later. They'll scrub their own petitions of duplicate signatures, non-registered voters, petitions that were filled out incorrectly by circulators.
Right to Life turned in more than 315,000 signatures, so it's unlikely that those opposed to this petition will be able to stop the petition based on a lack of signatures. It takes about 258,000, so that's a cushion of more than 57,000 signatures.
And Right to Life figures it even threw out 20,000 signatures, just didn't turn them in because they were somehow spoiled.
So that means opponents of the Right to Life drive will almost certainly have to come up with a different plan of attack if they're going to really try to stop this from becoming law. They could try to find a big technical challenge. Business groups tried to stop a union rights ballot question last year by arguing all the petitions were printed in the wrong font size.
And that didn't work. So this will almost certainly go to the legislature.
State elections officials will take a couple months to inspect the petitions. They'll pull a random sample of signatures and compare that to the names in the state's list of registered voters. If it passes muster, the Board of State Canvassers will certify the petitions.
At that point, the legislature has 40 days to vote for the initiative. If not, the question goes to the ballot, which is what abortion rights, quote unquote, pro-choice groups will say should happen. Let the people decide. But that's not what's going to happen.
Right. The legislature has already voted for this once. Right to Life has also gotten a majority of legislators to sign petitions. If, and in this case, when the legislature votes for it, it becomes law. But that might not be the end of it.
Because pro-choice groups can still put this question on the ballot via a referendum challenge. And all they have to do is launch a petition drive.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.